This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Early on the September 11th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on the United States, a rocket exploded at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. So far, there were no immediate reports of casualties. AP correspondent Mike Gracia picks up the story.
A rocket exploded at the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan shortly after midnight in Kabul. No injuries were reported. There was no immediate comment from Afghan officials or the NATO mission, which is near the U.S. Embassy. The attack came early on the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attack on the United States. It was the first attack since President Donald Trump called off surprise talks between the U.S. and Taliban at Camp David over the weekend. Trump cited the death of a U.S. service member in one of two car bomb attacks last week as the reason. I'm Mike Rossia.
The Trump administration is denouncing U.S. media reports that it evacuated a high-level CIA spy out of Moscow after he revealed that President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election in favor of Donald Trump. The reports say U.S. officials were worried the mole was about to be exposed because of the controversy in the U.S. surrounding the Russian interference. He was ordered out of Russia, refused to leave, but then decided to go because of the risk of exposure. Putin has consistently denied his government interfered in the 2016 U.S. election, and Trump has backed Putin's assertion, even after U.S. intelligence said there is no doubt about Russian meddling. President Trump says his administration is discussing the possibility of granting residents from the hurricane-hit Bahamas temporary protective status, a short-term permission to reside here in the U.S. Bahamian authorities say the death toll from last week's Hurricane Dorian is at 50, but they expect that number to rise as more bodies are found. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A U.N. spokesman says Secretary General Antonio